Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we're joined by Jason Robertson, who is taking the time to talk to us today during one of the rare days off that he'll have during the 2019 IIHF World Junior Championships. Hey, Jason, thanks so much for making some time for us today.
Yeah, no worries.
Well, last night the U.S. played its first game of the tournament, winning a squeaker against Slovakia 2-1. How nice was it to get that first game under your belt?
Well, you know, it's always nice to get, you know, the win, especially in the first game. It's been a while since I've been in a tournament, a really long time, so it's kind of a little nostalgic for me to get back into the tournament format. But I always remembered how the first game was always the hardest, and how you can always build on that. And, you know, one of the biggest tournaments, and, you know, it probably is the biggest tournament in junior hockey. It's always great to get the first one and just build on it and continue it on for the next three or four games.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Slovakia came out and played you guys extremely tough, even taking the lead after two periods. Was there anything about the way that they played or the way they came at you that maybe surprised you a little bit?
You know, I think we just started off a little, you know, not as hard as we wanted to play. I think, we could have improved ourselves. They played a really solid game, you know. But in the end, you know, I think we outchanced them, you know, outshot them. And, you know, they capitalized on their opportunities to make it, to get their lead. So, it's a small test of adversity for us as a group. And we were just happy at the end of the day. We knew as a group we were able to get the job done.
Is it tough not knowing too much about your opponent going into a tournament like this, or does it really just come down to playing your game and having the confidence in knowing that if you do what you take care of business, then you'll be fine?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of both, really, because, you know, I'm one of the first few times in my life I've ever played in international hockey, so coming against these teams, I rarely know anyone, so you know, the only people I really know is my teammates and the group and family we have here. So that's what I focus on the most. And, you know, you kind of take in consideration, you know, their players and whomever they have and, you know, whoever they use. But at the end of the day, that's the thing that I worry about the most, is playing my game and playing, around the others on my team.
Was there anything specific said in the locker room after the second period? Because you guys really did come out with a lot of jump early in the third and got the got that tying goal.
Yeah, it's, you know, it was just, you kind of get the desperation moment, you know, 20 minutes left, third period, you know, you're down by a goal, you know, you need to get that extra step, extra, you know, jump, and, you know, just goes to show a lot about the character in this group and this team that, you know, when stuff goes wrong, you know, we dig deep and fight through adversity, and, you know, eventually we got that win in the end. So it's a great showing by the group.
Last night you played on a line with Ryan Poling and Josh Norris. How was that like? And are you starting to kind of come together and really clicking?
Yeah, you know, I think we played really well. We're all three big left-handed players who can possess the puck in the offensive zone and make quick, smart plays throughout the neutral zone and defensive zone to break us out. So I thought we played really well, even though we didn't get on the score sheet. I thought we, you know, drew some penalties, you know, drew some, got some chances, and outchanced the opposition. So, you know, it's something to build on as a line and for the rest of the tournament.
Well, speaking of chances, you had some really nice chances in the first and second period. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the penalty shot in the second period. Can you take us back through that play? Because it really was a matter of your hustle and that really, really made that happen.
Yeah, you know, it's in the second period, you know, Quinny just hit me with the gut, and I was able to put the D in, draw the penalty shot, and, the penalty shot, just, you know, one of the things running through your mind, it came down, you know, try to get a low shot on the ice, try to squeak one past him, and, you know, it clearly made a good save. So maybe I'll have to take a look and doing something else, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the goalie made a save, and I'm just going to worry about the next time I get one.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, now that you have a day off, which is rare in these kinds of tournaments, you did have practice this morning. What types of things did you work on today and during your practice?
Yeah, you know, we worked about being strong, being hard, making hard passes, hard shots, you know, get ready for that game mentality that we're going to have to bring in tomorrow, and just supporting the puck in the neutral zone, and really helping a defenseman out in the transition game. So, and, you know, the biggest thing, you know, Coach Hastings, you know, talked about is just possessing the puck a lot more in the offensive zone, stop throwing pucks away and making help plays. So, you know, in our game tomorrow, our team, you know, look to possess the puck a lot more and, you know, make good changes and, you know, score more goals.
How nice is it to get a little bit of time off for a little bit of rest and recovery before you're back in action tomorrow?
Yeah, it's nice, but honestly, I'd always love to play every game, every day. That'd be, I know I'm gonna eat my words in a couple of days, but I'll see how the stuff gets a little harder. But right now, I'm just really excited to get back at it and right back at another game. But at the same time, it's always good to get some rest for the next couple of back-to-back games we're gonna have.
Last night you played about 20 minutes, logged about 20 minutes of ice time. Is that like an average night for you with your regular team, the Niagara Ice Dogs?
Yeah, I obviously in Niagara, I'm one of the older guys. They're one of the guys I can lean on. So, honestly, having that opportunity to be one of those guys on Team USA at the World Junior Championships, you know, pretty special. I'm honored to do that. So, you know, whatever the coaches give to me, you know, I'm going to take the opportunity to make the most of it. And, you know, if I play, you know, however many minutes, I'm just going to work my butt off and do what I can.
You're currently leading the OHL in points with 60, and you're ranked second in goals with 31. How has your strong start this season given you confidence heading into this international tournament?
You know, I just think that I tried a lot more things this year in the OHL, you know, especially because of my fourth year of the juniors. My last year juniors tried to make the most of my opportunities and, you know, try to do some stuff I've, you know, never had the confidence to do before. So that kind of really allowed me to come in this tournament and realize that, you know, I can make these plays and I could do some stuff that I normally wouldn't do, where that'd be like skating puck in and driving wide, driving hard in net. And, you know, those skills have really helped me throughout this tournament.
So this is, you mentioned this before, this is your first time wearing the Team USA sweater in an international competition, but your brother Nicholas did skate with the U.S. team that competed at the 2018 Hlinka Gretzky Cup. Did he give you, talk to you a little bit about international hockey or give you any kind of little advice or anything like that?
Honestly, he's just played his game. I watched him, and I was really happy for him, so I know he's rooting for me here, and that's pretty much it. We're rooting for each other.
Absolutely. And then finally, I just wanted to ask you, looking ahead, what are your thoughts about playing Kazakhstan tomorrow before you have a couple of really tough games against Sweden and Finland to close out group play?
You know, it's taking one step at a time, one game at a time. So, you know, in this tournament, anything can really happen. So, you know, Slovakia gave us a good test yesterday, and, you know, we got to come play Kazakhstan tomorrow with the mindset of, you know, it's going to be a tough game. I think when you come in and, you know, think that it's not going to be easy and you play hard as you can, that's when you have success. Because sometimes when teams come in and, you know, they play these teams who are, you know, not considered one of the big dogs, and they think it's going to be easy, that's when they make when the other team makes them pay. So that's what we're going to, you know, keep track about that and have that mindset coming into the game tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, I thought you played an awesome game last night, and I look forward to seeing you play the rest of the tournament. Thanks so much for taking the time, and good luck, and hopefully you'll be a part of the gold medal winning team again this year. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers, Harry.
All right, take care. Well, thanks again for joining us today, and thanks for listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.